like, that's a male topic. That's how I feel.
I ain't gonna really say that. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna let you say that. I'm gonna interject.
You gotta understand.
That's a...
Do you have the discipline to hold your significant other at night without attempting the full act of intimacy? Do you have the discipline to hold and just feel the energy of two people at night without attempting the full act of intimacy? This is the topic that we cooked up today. This is the destination.
Take my drink.
Now, I know y'all see my new format for the podcast. I'm coming right out blazing. I'm not about to. We coming right out.
We ain't working up to it.
No. Do you have the discipline?
Straight to the point.
Okay. I do this because of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I do this for you.
Southside, okay. You know, sex party, all right.
I thought, when I okay. said, you know what? Just go right out. So that's what we want to know. That's our destination today. Do you have the discipline to hold your significant other at night without attempting the full act of intimacy? Now, Nina, introduce yourself to the people, sweetheart.
Hey, world. I am Nina, one of Detroit's premier listing agents. So hit me up if you need to sell a house or something, y'all.
We loving that. We love that. My brother.
Man, y'all know me, man. It's your boy, the Toxic Avenger. Okay. You know, I've been gone for a minute. I was on vacation. Okay. A long one.
Not the long one. So yeah, so we come right out, and you know, my name is CJ. I am the let us become sharper is the credo and the mantra, and you know, I try to always remain sustain to be the most optimistic, always looking at bright hope for the future. That's my game. So we come out with a topic right now, and we have Shay Will. So Shay got caught up today, but we're going to save this for her. She's not going to get away. We don't let him get
right,
away.
Right, she got to answer.
She got to answer. We don't let him get away. And I want her here because her answers are so different and unique. But that's the destination for today. I was thinking about this. You know, we always create, we always cook up, you know, we create our topics based on life experiences. We create our topics based on current events at times. You know, there's a few things that current events. We don't want to talk about them people in the sub, do we? No, we don't. We feel for those people that lost their lives down there trying to do a tour of the Titanic. We will say that for them. But we don't really try to go too far on current events. We try to be optimistic, you know, overturning pessimism, trying to stay optimistic and institute optimism and a bright future on our podcast. But now, you know, we've cooked up a great topic today. Now, Nina, that's why we introduced you. We had to get you introduced first. Nina stated to me that's more of a man's topic. She didn't know how this was going to work when I got on here. Oh, she wondered, why would we go with this? People. She stated that it's a man's topic, but is it? There are women out there where sometimes a man wants to feel your energy, and you get on your tip and say, nah, you ain't cuddle. We ain't no cuddle tonight. You about to do this. This what you about to do. Oh, sweetheart, you don't have the discipline to just feel, live in the moment and feel the vibe? Let me hold you, baby. Let me get to know you better. Let me vibe with you a little bit better than I did before. Every day, we're getting more acquainted. She said it's a man topic. We the ones that's the dog that can't lay in the bed and just hold our significant other. This is what she said.
Yeah.
But she had some nerve talking that way to me. Because I'm going to become sharper. I'm going to go all the way into the genre and the topic. So now, we've heard your somewhat answer. But we're gonna say, we're gonna put you on pause for just 1 second. We're gonna save you because you're gonna be the ace in the hole.
Okay,
we
go. Let's go.
And hopefully the culmination of this conversation is gonna change your outlook on this. Reno, to the topic. Do you have the discipline to hold your significant other at night without attempting the full act of intimacy? Talk to the people.
So my honest answer is, why would I be doing such a thing? The bed is for sleep and procreation. So, you know what I'm saying? Nah, could I do it? Yeah. Is it something that I'd be trying to do? No.
But now let's become sharper now. The question is, do you have the discipline to do it? Do you have the ability? Right. Are you struggling? No. That was too quick. Are you struggling?
I could do anything that I put my mind to.
You have to put your mind to it?
Yeah.
You have to really go like deep to
That don't sound like that sounds like it's gonna be a struggle for you then.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be a struggle. I just be like, today, don't worry about it, big fella. Go to sleep.
Wait for tomorrow.
Just go on over there, get lay there, pull her close. You know what I'm saying? But no, for real though, no, it's a struggle for me. Y'all know I don't do no capping, but it's a struggle. I don't know about all that. You know what I'm saying? I be making up for time. Mine a little different.
Yeah, that's a whole. Well, you can't get time back,
bro. Yeah, but I can get them slaps back.
Oh, it done went all the way crazy.
Oh my goodness.
From what I'm hearing is, so you have the discipline, but it's a struggle for you.
For 99% of men, it's going to be a struggle.
For 99% of men, she said for 99% of men, it's going to be
90%,
a high percentile
very high.
A man does not have the discipline to hold his significant other at night without the full process of intimacy. Now, I'm going to step in for a minute before we go over to Nina, because I'm definitely going that way. Just know that. Mm-hmm. But before we get there, I want to go here. How this topic came to be, how I ended up with this filet mignon and garlic mash, how I ended up with this beautiful dish is I was speaking with my personal significant other the other day.
Okay.
And I said this, sweetheart, why haven't you commended me? Why haven't I heard anything? Because that was always a conversation, not to bring my bed into the show, but
right.
It's always has been an issue. Why don't you just hold me at night? How come you can't just hold me? It was a super struggle for me. But as time goes on, I'm like,
you locked in on it.
I locked in on it because I become sharper.
Right.
So now I held you at night, wake up in the morning, I'm still holding you or near you.
Right.
And ain't nothing changed. I didn't get.
You ain't getting no recognition.
No.
You ain't get the her pulling up on you.
Like, what you asking for? What is the purpose if all you gonna do is act like I didn't do it? Why would I do something that was to be considered outside of the norm for you to act like I didn't do it?
So you only did it for the recognition?
No.
So why would you even be worried about her response to it if you wasn't doing it for the recognition?
Because what was the purpose?
Maybe you will have to do that on the night she wanna cuddle.
I did it on the night I was told. I didn't just let me show you something what I've learned how to do and you didn't even want that. I ain't come with the Paul Bunyan format. I'm gonna do this now. It was right in the moment. Why don't you just try hold me? You ain't held me in a minute. Okay, baby, watch this. Held you. And just for you to act like I didn't hold you.
How did she act like you didn't do it?
Open your mouth and say, you know what, that just like you complained about why do you suffer the complaint, but you can't be adorned with the compliment. Just like you opened your mouth and said I wasn't doing it. So then when I finally do it, no acknowledgement.
But was it multiple instances or
exactly,
was it just that one time?
One time don't take it.
I mastered the art of it.
Oh, so you just pull up now. Like
I can pull up. I have the discipline now. I have the skill set. I can do it.
Oh.
And after so long of doing it, maybe I'm going to say, I'm not going to say a whole year's time,
right,
but a significant amount of time. I'm like, yo, are you not noticing that I got this new acquired skill?
Right.
What's going on?
Because you did it for the recognition.
No, I didn't do it for recognition. I did it because I wanted that skill. I'm a man of skill. I like to have I like to have tools in my toolbox. I like that. And you telling me, well, you got that drill. No, you got that drill, but you ain't got the clamps.
So your Netflix and chill really could be a Netflix and chill. Is what
yes. I can really Netflix and chill now. And do you know how much skill, as she would say, the 80 percentile, 90 percentile. Do you know what a skill that is?
No,
so I'm just telling, regardless of what I did it for, if I did it for recognition or not, that's how it comes to be.
You just wanted to be recognized.
Once it happened.
That's how the topic come to be. So now that's how it come to be. And I said, well, wait a minute. Let us become sharper. Let's bring this to the panel to see how many people have the skill set, have the discipline to just hold their significant other without going through the full process of intimacy.
So now I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I want to pose this question. Yes. Because when you hit me with the topic, you know, yesterday, you know how we do.
Right.
So before Nina get her answer, if you can't do it, what happens to your relationship if the person can't provide you with sex for whatever reason? Is the relationship still worth what it's supposed to be worth?
Well,
I mean, one night of holding.
No, I'm not saying one night. Like, if you can't do that, like, I'm not disciplined enough. Like, unless I'm locking in, I ain't doing that shit. Like, I ain't having sex or anything. I ain't like no whoremonger.
That's what I'm like. You be like, niggas, y'all sound like y'all.
I'd be tired. Like this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Our schedules be conflicted. I barely see her, to be honest. But, like, the question I'm asking is, what if you can't do that? What if you somebody that is like what these young boys hounding these girls?
Well, that depends
on the mate, though.
That's a skill that you don't have.
Okay.
So, and that's a skill that, from what I'm understanding from the women, although she says this is a male question, from the women, from what I'm gathering, is that's a skill that they feel you should have.
But does that alter how you feel about her if she like, I can't provide that for you, my dude?
Can't provide what?
The sex that you were trying
intimacy
to get.
Well, yeah. All the time.
What age are we talking about?
What do you mean?
We just said in general. We just use a generalization. We grown. We ain't talking about.
There's different levels to grown. Grown got so many levels. What level of grown we talking about? Young grown, early grown, impossible. Middle grown, 30s, 5-ish.
Nephew aging up.
Impossible. Impossible. When you young and a firecracker, impossible. But I'm talking about on this level.
We're going to talk about grown. Because kids.
So we saying
maybe,
40 and up.
That's 35 and up. 35 is impossible. 35 is impossible.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
what do you mean? Impossible?
35. I was still jumping up and down. Impossible.
Okay, my case is closed. Close the book.
Impossible. So he spun it to another direction, but what I was saying was it was just another skill that I acquired. Who wants to acquire skills and, all right, you just acquired them and then let's just walk out the door? So you can see your son riding
the
bike.
She never acknowledged it after all the time.
Well, we had to have a talk about it.
You had to have a talk.
Because she definitely got comfortable with me doing it, like enjoying it. But I'm like, so how come you never said, hey, baby, that's kind of cool how you know, I notice how you stepping your game up. Because that's what it is. Whenever a woman makes a request, requisition,
true,
and you step your game and you adjust your game, that's worthy of.
It should be recognized.
It should be recognized. So I didn't do it just for recognition. Like I got enough recognition before I go for recognition.
Right.
I'm highlighted on many at level. Let's be sharper. I'm highlighted on many levels. You know, they build jails because of me. They build jails because of me.
Is that right?
Y'all seen Trey today. They build cells because of me, fool. He went 13,000 man hours.
he was tripping.
Hoyt, right. Yeah, Hoyt tried to go crazy. You know what I'm talking about? He was like, what? Who is the sad man? And I went all the way left. But that's what my thing. So she said that this is a man topic. Now, let's focus on Nina right now. Nina. You said it's a man topic, and I get that.
I get that. Yeah.
But I'm talking about when it comes down to the bare bones, when it's time for you, you know, because Women are different. We're not going to front. Women are different. But when it's time for something that you want, do you have the discipline not to get it and just to chill? Or do you, or must you go through the full process of intimacy? Because y'all not as fired up as we are.
But when, I mean, if he says no, like, yeah, but I'm good.
Whoa. Now you implemented some outlandish. He said no.
Yeah, because like that's what he said, right?
If that's not what he said, but he's like, baby, I'm tired. That don't mean because I'm sure
he said that. Baby, I'm tired. Don't mean no.
No, it don't, because I'm sure that it's a multitude of women across the globe that have been like, I'm tired, and dude hit her leg one more time, and she'd be like, let me go. Get him out the way, especially in a whole lot of married households. Like, yeah, maybe in like
that scenario is real.
So,
but then you don't have the discipline. Then if I say, baby, I'm tired, and then we just don't at that point cuddle, then you hit my leg again. You don't have the discipline.
But are we talking about, do you have the discipline?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Like, that's just not even a question for me. If you know. If I'm like, if he like, no, like,
don't
okay,
keep
cool.
doing that though. See, that's what how you keep mean? Trying to jump out. You catch her? Are you catching her with
that's
the,
why I'm glad you
keep
here.
Saying no?
Because if no, I
ain't
if,
say
if
no.
I
ain't say no.
Well, if you
I
say just, I'm tired. Okay,
I just worked 66 hours for the guys that actually punching the clock every day. Like, I worked 66 hours this week, baby.
I'm tired. If he say I'm tired,
I want
then
you
that's
too.
It.
But I'm tired, and I don't want to give you a bowl.
I just want to hold you, baby, and get to know you
her.
Better.
That's it. I'm going to just hold you, and that's it.
And you got the discipline.
I do, absolutely.
To all the women out there, we're not going to turn this into to all the women out
man,
there.
Shay Wills,
a
where
lot
you
of
at?
Them may not have it.
You have no backup on this. To all the
Shay
women
Wills,
out there.
Where you at, baby?
To all the women out there, and to Shay Wills.
Because that was simple for me.
You did not have the discipline to pull up. Listen. To all the women out there, we're going to come straight off the iPhone like we did for the guys. So, you know, Nina said it's more of a guy's topic, but we're going to see about that. We're going to let us become sharper is the purpose. You know, the purpose of this podcast is to overturn pessimism, you know, on the journey for optimism, which this podcast is a journey. You know, this is no different than traveling to outer space or traveling around the world or deep sea diving or, you know, looking for gold. This is the same type of journey to become sharper. On a journey for optimism is the reason why this podcast is takes its birth. And each topic that we discuss is a destination. We cooking up the topic, but it's also a destination. We have to land at a certain point to address each topic. Each question is a destination within itself. And as we navigate, we become sharper. That's the mission. That's what we do this for. So for all the women out there, do you have the discipline to lay with your significant other in just a moment and just living in that moment without the full process of intimacy when the time occurs for you where you have the feeling to do so? Do you still have the discipline to say, okay, just hold me then? Just let's just live in the moment. Do you have the discipline to do so? Let us know. But that's what we come out for. So we have one who says he's working on it. It's a struggle for him. that's where it landed. He said it's a struggle for him. Nina.
Come on, yo, what's your answer?
You something different.
What's your answer?
Do I have the discipline?
Yeah, do you have it?
I now do.
You now do.
Right, he okay. said that.
Yeah, I now do. He got it. I now do. Then my answer is going to be, you know, I now do.
Okay.
I didn't have the discipline before, but I have it now.
Okay.
So I do have the discipline. Nina still, you know, on the fence about, you know, being more of a guy thing, but she's also stating that she has the discipline. She said, yeah, you know, if it ain't like that, we can just hold tonight.
Yeah, simple.
Okay, we want to see how many women feel that way. So this is a
great. Of course there's going to be some women that, you know, that.
That's what we want to pose to them. We want to see how many women feel that way. Reno said that he can do it, but it's a struggle for him, and that's the panel.
I can do it, but I don't want to do it unless I want to do it.
Yes.
And that might get me in some trouble, but
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do it unless he want to do it.
We on
it,
he on his own with that answer.
I will do it.
I'm just stating the answers of the people on the panel.
And I have done it.
Right.
But it's not, you know, like I said.
It's not your favorite. Okay.
No, but like, honestly, like he know my reality. Like, she deliver babies. She a midwife. Like, okay. So she gone.
Right.
She birth center. She home births. So it, for me, it's like, get it when you can.
Right. Okay, I understand that. I get that.
You know what I'm saying?
Even, for sure.
Okay, on top so, of me sure. being gone all of the time, like,
right.
I'm always on a plane. I'm always gone. I'm barely here.
Now, see, in that situation, I probably wouldn't be able to.
In on top of having 8 kids.
That's why I asked the women.
Like, so my whole dynamic.
Put it into
is
a real life scenario. Time is limited. Like, my time is limited. I've learned this. I had to learn this skill. Because I won't rest until I learn the skill, especially if the skill is feasible, if it's something I can do. I learned this skill in the middle of my tumultuous schedule. Still mastered the art of being able to do so. And why would even a request be made like this for me? That's something that she wanted. She really wanted that. So that's what I learned to do. But now, talking to you guys, I see there's a glimmer of light that there's a lot of women out there that probably can't, that does not have that discipline for a guy to say, I'm just gonna hold you, baby. Let's just live in the moment. And they like,
it just depends on the situation.
And they like, what?
Listen, I can't say no.
I was born alone.
But I posed the question to, you know, I got like 10 chats on my, so I posed it to my family chat, like everybody in there.
Right, right.
So adults only though. Let me say that because we on there adults.
For sure.
So somebody come right in, like they done it plenty of times.
Okay.
Female.
Okay.
But she said she'd just masturbate till she go to sleep. So that's not
living.
Do that mean you got discipline still though?
No,
yes, it does.
That don't count. That don't count.
Okay, thank you.
That don't count.
To the engineer brother over there, just what do you? No, that don't count. Okay,
that don't count.
Thank you.
We talking about just genuinely. I'm gonna hold you and be there for you. Yes, that don't count. Pleasure, pleasing, no. Just hold and live in the moment. Do you have the discipline to do so?
Another group.
But what about when you go to bed?
Another group.
See you sleep.
No, because respect. And now we'll minimize now to a, from a woman's standpoint. she can still know if you're there or not. Soon as you leave, she gonna wake up. Oh, baby, I thought you was holding me. You over there snoring, slobbing, all that. But she knows that you're right there.
Right.
So that's gonna be. We're going to get the women. We're going to get the women. We got you, but you ain't all the – you coming on over to the dark side on this because you said
–
from
the situation.
Yeah, now
like
it depends.
If I haven't seen you.
And I just want to hold you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a real life scenario. Like, it's fictional, but some shit that could happen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be gone 2-3 weeks. I come home. Usually we try to be home on Thursday. For whatever reason.
Right.
So, say I get here Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, matter of fact, say I get here Wednesday. But I'd have been to 3 states in like the last 7 days.
Okay.
I'm tired. You off 2-3 back-to-back births. We ain't seen each other in technically 14 days.
Yeah.
But I got jet lag, though. Like, you right here shooting your move.
But you ain't said, you not saying no? Because if you technically not saying no, then...
I'm just saying I'm tired.
Tired.
Okay, well, then that's going to go down.
Just want to hold you for a minute, baby. I'm tired. Can I get some healing going on?
Just hold me. Let me get some of this energy. Let me soak up some of this life. I'm speaking for me now. Let me soak up some of this life that you brought into the world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a real scenario. Now, let's freeze the game right there.
Okay.
Reno.
14 days? No, I ain't going to be able to do it.
You hear what she's saying, but did you see the face she made?
Oh, yeah,
she said it's a no-go.
No, I seen it.
That's
why I wanted to pull it out. See, you guys, you know.
How many women feel this way?
She from the South Side, bro.
I'm from the West Side.
She
corrected
now.
That. Yep. She on South.
Okay, okay.
She corrected that.
All right. She on air. She on South Side.
Yes.
We will conclude this. We're going to bring Shay, she missed this one. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring Shay Wheels in and get... She really going to go crazy on this topic. So everybody just freeze the game for a minute. We will be right back to that. We're going to take a leap in the bound to our supporters, all the people who make this possible for us. All cash is verified. I'm verifying right now through the Rob report. I will definitely fill you in on that. We got a deal on the floor working on something that's real powerful. So for the monetary supporters, all cash is verified. Anything coming in or going out is verified, is what that means. Think about this one here. This one right here is on fire. We're going to have to bring the women in for this one. We might have to make some phone calls and get some more people up in here.
We need to poll this one.
And get some more.
We need to poll this.
But the topic has been cooked up. It has been delivered. It's present. So now we're going to come back to this one. Do you have the discipline to just hold your significant other and live in the moment?
After 14 days of not seeing them, whatever
scenario you want to add,
spin it.
You can spin it any way you want. Without the full process of intimacy, everybody smoked that over. We came in today. We did what we had to do. But Shay Wheels is so important. She's a woman that I truly respect. As I respect Nina. We love our phenomenal women. We want them here, but we got to get Shay in. We're not going to do a disservice. We're going to leave it here, and we're going to get some more women to engage in this. And to the meantime, in between time, stay dangerous out there and keep that head on the swivel, because you don't know what they up to now. You don't know what people on for real. I've been looking on Instagram, seeing some they done went crazy. So, but we're not going to go crazy. We're going to stay safe out there, but dangerous at the same time. We're going to ponder this topic a little bit further and revisit it. And to the meantime, to that time comes, let us become sharper.
Thursday.
Yes, we did that.